please rise. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance led by John Dyson and inspiration followed by Warren Hines. So, John?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in a moment of reflection and thanks with these words. Lord, we now stand with our fellow members beside us and our four-way test before us, with the bonds of Rotary between us and our everyday worries behind us, with our lofty goals before us and no task ever beyond us. We dream of all children polio-free, giving our gratitude for this opportunity to serve our community and the world through East Anchorage Rotary. Amen.
Warren, thank you very much. That was wonderful. Great job. Makes us think about the things that we can do and makes us think about our lofty goals. Okay. I'd like to say thanks to the greeters, Tom Obermeyer and Ventus Plume, and Gloria, always, thank you. And the team captains, Christine Kostanopoulos and Margie Brown. So thank you very much for organizing our meetings this month. And head table, the question of the day for the head table is, name a Rotarian who you admire and the characteristics about that Rotarian. So name characteristics in a Rotarian that you admire. So this is a pretty interesting question. We had a lot of thought went into it. So Lynn Hammond, I'll start with on your far left, a longtime Rotarian and a longtime perfect attendee, our longest time perfect attendee, Lynn Hammond. And the Rotarian that he admired is Paul McGuire for his commitment to new members and supporting new members and the creation of the ARI program. So where is Paul anyway? Where's he? Yeah, good. Anyway, Lynn thinks a lot of you for doing that, Paul. I tried to convince him otherwise, but you know, I had to let him go with what he had there. Larry Baker said that he admires the continual dedication to Rotary of Rich Dyson. Where's Rich? So anyway. There he is over there. Okay. And Larry, by the way, is our longest, maybe one of our longest members. Is that correct, Larry? I think.
Oldest living past president.
The oldest living past president. Okay. I like that. I like that description.
Okay.
I'm not a past president yet. So, you may be older than me. I don't know. How old are you, Larry?
Just a little bit older than
you. A little bit older than me. He's not admitting. Okay. I'm 65, so he's a little bit older than that. Is Heather older than... Okay. You're older than Heather? I didn't know anybody was older than Heather. Are you younger than me, Heather? Okay. Okay, the next person, Tim Woolston. Tim likes the quiet integrity of Al Bramstead. That's very nice. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I like that. Okay. And Carolyn Jones likes the even temperament, rational thinking, which leads to good decision making of Al Bramstead. So Al, you got two votes. That's kind of nice. And Sue Foley likes the always positive attitude of Rochelle Edelin. Where's Rochelle? That's nice, isn't it? Very nice. And I like the quiet goodness of Diana Strzok. So that's the head table. So welcome to the head table. Okay, yellow cups, if you'd put yellow cups in to help our youth exchange students out, that would be great. And happy dollars and fines. Oh, so wait, did I miss one? Bob. Okay, introduction of Rotarians, visiting Rotarians.
Yeah, we've got seven people visiting today, so okay. Please welcome them. They've chosen to join us, and we appreciate that. From Anchorage South, we've got Lynn Spivey, Medical Management. Doran Powell, Beverage Retail. And Dean McVeigh, CPA Tax. From downtown, we've got Julius Brett, Securities Law. Peggy Spittler, Heart Association. And Terry Smith, Transportation. And then one person from out of town, Cliff Baker from Soldotna, Surveyor.
Okay, now happy dollars and fines. Sergeant at Arms, David Young. David.
Ooh, thank you, Rick. We got a lot going on today. We got a big pot here because we got a lot of prizes in this pot. So if everybody isn't in, you probably want to get in. Any happy dollars, proud dollars going around? Golly. Garrett, you need to stand up, Garrett.
I'll stand up.
Yeah. Garrett is going to get fined $10. But, he's in this Eagle River opening and for the Alaska Club. The guy is ripped. But because of that, he's only going to get fined $10.
Let me have the mic for $10.
At least for $10, they get to say something. I mean, I'm usually recognized for being a premier financial planner. But you know, this is just personal time. That has nothing to do with financial planning. It's personal development. It's being well. It's doing the things that you're supposed to do to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Well, you know, Garrett, I did one time, and it wasn't probably the best way to introduce you one time, but I work out sometimes, and Garrett and I run across each other or
thank
swim
you.
And things like that. And I happened to mention at a business meeting that Garrett looked good with his clothes off. That not only embarrassed Garrett, but it embarrassed me when everybody said, whoa, wait a minute. Anyway, way to go, Garrett. You're in good shape.
Yeah, we might even pass those pictures around.
Good afternoon, President Rick, fellow members. I'm Sandra Wicks. I have a quick Rotary moment. I took a trip to Chicago recently, and I was wearing my Rotary pin, and the man next to me said, oh, which Rotary Club are you in? And we ended up having, because he's in a Rotary Club downtown here, and we had a three-hour conversation, which made the trip just fly, and it was wonderful to get to know another Rotarian. So wear your pin when you travel. I usually wear it in case I drop dead. You know, somebody, some other Rotarian will see me and say, oh, we have to take care of her body or something.
Thank you, Sandra.
Yeah, thank you, Sandra. It's easy to sit next to you.
Thank you. Lynn Spivey, Anchorage South. I have a guest to your club with me today. Her name is Tawny Lane. She's a loan originator at Alaska USA. She's very interested in Rotary, so I was happy to bring her today. And my second buck is I am still your Pillars of America committee chair. You haven't gotten rid of me yet. And I wanted to announce that we have picked our speakers for February 2010. We're going to have Barrington Irving, who is the first African American and youngest person to circumnavigate the globe in a plane solo, and Dick Grace, who owns Grace Winery in Napa, California. So I wanted to announce that. If we are still looking for committee members from Anchorage East, we would love to have you participate. So if you would talk to Sandra Wicks, who is your contact, she will give you our information. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Clay.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, Clay Hightower. Please give a warm Rotary welcome to my guests. Her name is Shirley Nelson. She is a reading and writer instructor with Blue Sky Reading. Thank you.
Thank you, Clay. Cleo.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, this is Vocational Month, and Michelle Tabler is out of town. Susan Bunker is tied up, and her friend Connor said that it was my job to give you a little announcement. So here we go. We are doing the four-way test at McLaughlin this year, which is really exciting for us, and it will happen once a quarter. The first time that we do it will be next month, and it will be with about 10 students who go to McLaughlin in an alternative program, meaning that they go to McLaughlin during the day, and then at night they go to their house. And the whole impetus of the program is to help them learn the skills to work appropriately in a social setting and academically. So Matt will be sending you an email, and then you can contact Susan Bunker if you want to come and spend a couple hours at McLaughlin doing this very meaningful work. Thank you.
Thank you, Cleo.
Thanks, Cleo. Okay, Mr. Bond.
fellow President Rick, fellow Rotarians. I'm really proud of my daughter this week. She ran for the student body president at Rabbit Creek Elementary and won, so she is El Presidente of the Rabbit Creek student body. So it's kind of a future politician.
That is great stuff.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, Rick Goodfellow here, and this is the time of the year when East Anchorage Rotary helps you confront your fears. And what better group to do that than the Social Committee? Now, you'll hear about the Halloween party presently from Rochelle, but I'm here to help you confront what I know is an underlying fear of opera. The angst you just heard was from Rick Benjamin. He signed up. Believe it or not, last week Jeff Phone signed up.
Jeff's going to the opera.
Clearly, this is a program that is getting to the heart of the problem. Now, here's what we have to offer. If you've never, ever been to an opera, really, truly, four-way test, never, ever been to an opera, we'll get you in for $25, which is an immense savings. For those of you who have been to opera before, 10% off. There's a dinner option before. There's this, there's that. I'll send you all the details, but print legibly on the sign-up sheet, the one that says, yes.
Good job, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
President Rick and fellow Rotarians, this weekend I had the pleasure of taking our exchange student, Susanna, as well as two other inbound exchange students from the district, kind of out on an outing of entertainment on Saturday evening. And I specifically wanted to give a little shout out and thank you to Jean Furman, who actually made that possible by very, very generously donating two of his season tickets to the show Saturday night. And this is a show that was otherwise 100% sold out, so we would not have been able to do that without a very generous donation. So thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Jean.
President Rick and fellow Rotarians, I'm Jay Jackson. I have a happy dollar. Always puts a big smile on my face when I have former students that I see later on that have become wonderful members of our community. I'm very happy that my former student, Vaughn Stewart, is now a member of this club.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That is cool. As we're working our way. Oh, RC.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, my name is R.C. Woodson, and today I have with me the owner of Alaska Wild, Mr. Charles Matthews. Please give him a warm welcome.
Polly.
President Rick, Sergeant-at-Arms Dave, and fellow Rotarians, my name is Paul McGuire. How many people in this room know about Rotary's involvement to end the world of polio? It should be about everyone in here. And for the newer members, I'll tell you just a brief history. In 1985, Rotary undertook a project to eliminate polio in the world. 99% of the way there, we still have a little bit to go. We've been blessed with a very generous donation from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Rotary has been tasked with raising $200 million by 2012, June. We'll make that goal. Each club has been asked to come up with some kind of a fundraiser to generate at least $2,000 each year. To that end, our club has come up with an idea that I think will be a lot of fun and is going to be held at the Captain Cook on Friday, October 30th, and it will be a wine and food pairing, and the wine will be from Argentina. One of our members, Bobby Ramos, has a brother down there, and he's bringing up the chef that he knows to do the cooking and the wine. $100 is a cost. Of that, $54 goes to expenses, $46 goes to the Polio Plus program. If we sell this event out, we will generate approximately $3,860 for Polio Plus. That's the number you need to pay attention to, not the $100. We ask each and every one of you to donate a lot, and you do a lot. And so we're asking once again, because we're not done with polio, and until we're done, we're going to stay the course and fight the fight. Make sure that you see either Rochelle Edelin or Shara Tharp. You can get tickets for this event. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll be doing things to help people that you'll never meet in your lifetime, but trust me, it makes a huge difference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. That's two, that kills two birds with one stone on that deal.
Hey, Lance.
Hi. President Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm Lance Wilbur. I have three proud dollars for the three Rotarians that helped me on the highway cleanup. Sergeant-at-Arms Dave, Don Gerwin, and Bob Cox, and myself were out there, and we had it done in 1 hour, so I really appreciate all the help. So we're done for the year. And for those members of the community service, I sent an email out. We're going to be meeting tomorrow night at Cafe Del Mundo at 5:30. We're only going to meet for about 45 minutes or an hour, so if you could join us and you didn't get an email, come see me. Thank you.
Thanks, Lance.
Yeah, Lance. Thanks for putting all that together, too, Lance. That's good stuff. Pat, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, President Rick and fellow Rotarians. I'm Patrick Rumley, and I mentioned my daughter, Julia, before. She's 15 and is East High. I'm going to give two happy dollars because she, for the second year running, placed in the top three, actually this year, placed second state in the girls' doubles high school competition in tennis.
Very proud. Congratulations. Good job. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Pat.
Hi, good afternoon, President Rick, fellow Rotarians. I'm Rochelle Edelin, and I'm the social chair. And I just wanted to add something that Paul had to say. The other part that you should know is the $46 that's over and above the $54 that goes to expenses. You also get a Paul Harris credit for that. And so please make sure that you sign up for that because, you know, Bobby actually came up with a really great idea, and I want to share that. You can invite your friends as well. Have them write the check to you. You get the Paul Harris credit. So, you know, it's a different way about going around it, but we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's also early in the evening, so you'll still be able to get out to maybe that other Halloween party or event. What I would like you to look at on the table is this other announcement about the Halloween party. When is it? Saturday night, October 31st at Cleo's house. She's generously donated her house. Okay, Rotaract is taking care of setting it up and cleaning it up, which is awesome. And on your table is a sign-up sheet of things that you can just bring and or donate if you can't make it. The other thing is this helps Katie, who's here again from Rotaract, to help her club raise money for projects they want to do. And I have tickets that are available. I'm going to give them to her. But you can also just pay $20, okay? And the money goes to Rotaract. So here's the tickets, and we're going to sell them today and next week as well until Halloween. And even if you can't make it, please make a generous donation to her, okay? My last thing I wanted to say is guess who's coming to dinner is Friday night. We have two fabulous hosts. They know who they are. We have 20 people that are going to this dinner, with these dinners, excuse me, at two different houses. You've been given your instructions, ladies and gentlemen, in secret envelopes, so you'll know what the main course is, and then it's your job to bring whatever it is you want to bring. My favorite story is from Susan Bunker when she did it, and there were six green bean casseroles that came. I would probably suggest not bringing those. But anyway, have a blast. Have a wonderful time at this event. And, you know, we're going to do it again, probably not next month, because we have so many things going on between now and Thanksgiving that we'll probably wait and do it early December. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Rochelle. Now, is there a fine for advocating money laundering, you know, for the Paul Harris? I thought I heard an advocation of money laundering for the Paul Harris Fellowship. Is that true?
Not okay. In this room.
No fine. Okay.
Okay, as we're working our... Anne-Marie. And Matt. Ladies before gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave. President Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm Anne-Marie Moylan, and I had the proud pleasure to be your advocate in charge of the Anchorage East Rotary Mobile Food Pantry last Saturday. Dave left me all by my lonesome, but you all didn't. So everybody who joined in last Saturday, please wave your hand so I can thank you all very much for showing up and bringing friends. Thank you. Everybody give them a round of applause.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Now, Matt, you can stand up.
President Rick,
Sergeant-at-Arms Day, fellow Rotarians. The answer to the question I'm going to ask is everything. This is a note from the communications chair. The person that controls the information controls... Yeah, I need some help with that. There's my happy dollar to make the announcement. We do a lot. We have to announce the incoming people. Steve has a bio in the newsletter today, but it's not on the one on the table. And we've got social events coming up, and there's just a lot of communication that does. And like three people to help me out with the communications chair, plenty of work for you to do. And you would control... Yeah, that would be cool. Everybody wants that. All right, thank you.
Matt controls everything.
Ooh, Heather.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, Super Dave, here's $5. Seems as though my friend at KSKA called me this morning and said, I got a really good deal for you. And so does this lovely woman. She just didn't mention it. In addition to the pop that has well over $300 in it, I got two free tickets to the winner of whoever gets the little tiki pulled out, and you don't even have to play golf. Yeah, that's the way I feel about it, too. One other little note to our President Rick. You know my definition of middle age?
What's that?
It's when you look better with your clothes on.
Well, let me... I'm not middle-aged yet, just to let you know. in case anybody's interested.
Working my way around.
Maybe I am, actually. I'm not sure.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, this is my guest, Carolyn Hyman-Lane. She's an attorney at Theodore Winland Evans in Philippi. And her primary practice is in healthcare and business law. And her father is currently a member at the Downtown Rotary, and her mother actually worked at Maestrum Advertising.
Oh, really? I remember, yes, now that you mention it. Welcome.
Yeah, I know Carolyn's mom and dad really well, and they are absolutely terrific people. All right.
President Rick and fellow Rotarians, it's a pleasure to introduce my wife, Vashumita, in this Rotarian club, and she's the first time here. So, welcome her. And,
welcome. And Upta, thank you for joining in the cleanup along the highway. Appreciate that.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, my name is Durant Powell. I'm from Anchorage South, and I'm here to announce that we're having our 10th annual scholarship fundraiser for the Dan Lowell Memorial Scholarship Fund at Anchorage South. This is our 10th year, and we've raised almost $100,000 for the scholarship fund, and it's a permanent fund, and we spin off the earnings of that the fund every year that supplies scholarships to people in town that are trying to advance themselves. It's a sort of an alternative scholarship fund for people that are not going to college, but to trade schools, to nursing students. Your very own Paul McGuire will be our auctioneer. It's tomorrow night, Thursday night at Chilcoots. Dinner's $20. We're going to have a halibut of Olympia and tequila chicken and beef tips. And 100% of the proceeds of the dinner fund and the auction proceeds go to our scholarship fund. So if you're going to go out to dinner tomorrow night, please come to Chilcoots and join us for dinner with a bunch of great Rotarians.
Thanks, Rand. That's a good event.
Thank you.
Oops, I forgot. It was at the you were at the mobile food pantry, not the cleanup. But thank you for helping out at the mobile food pantry as new Rotarian.
Happy fun. I think that's no fine button.
Yeah, we have Barbara's
got one
no
more
fine button
here.
Over here.
Thank you.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians. My name is Barbara Swenson, and I have two guests with me today. My first guest is Carissa Gilliam, and she is our hotel services manager at the Roadway Inn Voyager Hotel. And my second guest is Linda Steiner. She is our director of sales and marketing for all three of our hotels, and she'll be doing our No Fine presentation today. So get ready.
Good afternoon, Rotarians. Thank you once again for having me speak. Today I'm going to keep it very short and very quick. What I want to do is a scavenger hunt. Is everybody ready? Okay. Your teammates are the people at your table. I'm going to ask you for three items. When you have all three items, everyone at the table, stand up and say the word Voyager. Ready? You need at least three coins. You need something sweet, and you need something that says Anchorage. Woo! We have winners. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I have prizes to give out to that table, but I am going to check to make sure you have the items. So okay. Today, I am highlighting Chenega Native Corporation and the sweet changes that are happening downtown. We have the collateral on the table. And there's going to be another short quiz after Carissa talks a little bit about the Voyager.
Hello, Anchorage East Rotary. Thank you for having me back. I was here a couple of months ago. Just a couple of things about the new Roadway and Voyager Hotel. We're very excited to be under the Choice brand. We're very excited about our new Roadway brand name, our shiny new computer system, and our brand new wireless internet system. We would love to have you guys down, whether if it's for a night on the town, if you're bringing fans and friends and family in, if I could talk today. We do have a special rate for you on the little flyers that we have on everybody's table. If you have any questions, I will be here for the rest of your guys' lunch, and we would love to have you down. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, who can tell me the special rate, the dollar amount of the special rate we're offering? Stand up and yell it. I can't see you. Okay, and she's the winner of ACES tickets for this Friday. Thank you so much.
Okay, these are great. They went for, I think, $30 a piece or $40 a piece or something, or for the whole package. But let's sell. There's two of them. And how about a $20 a piece? So give me a $20. $20 for this one, $20. And a $20 there, now $30. $20 for one to help Susanita. $20 for two. Okay. $20 a piece, $20 there, and $20 to Matt.
And Rick, I'm going to find myself. You know, when the flag wasn't up, last Wednesday, I'm supposed to notice those things. So Garrett, you know, I'm an equal opportunity kind of a guy. So I'm finding myself $15. And the floor is yours, Rick.
Okay. Thank you very much, David. Okay, we have a great program today. We want to get right into it. Just to let you know, there's a board meeting next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. I think the board knows about that, 5 p.m. at First National Bank boardroom. And with that said, the reduced lunch we're having today, we do this each year, and the reduced lunch now, and I think we acted that on a regular basis, would go to the Eagle's Nest Orphanage that we're going to hear about. So there are two wonderful Rotarians who are going to tell the story, our former president, Sue Foley, and former president and district governor and international Rotarian trustee, Carolyn Jones, are going to be the presenters today. So without further ado, let me present the presenters.
Thank you, President Rick. The story of the children of Russia is a story that I've told, by my count, in at least 14 countries. And when I tell it, it's a story of the children of Russia and the little Rotary Club that could. But when I tell the story in this room, it's a story of the children of Russia, and you are the Rotary Club. So please consider this an 11-year report of the Children of Russia, for those of you who have heard it before, and an introduction to the story for those of you for whom it's the first time. Back in the late 1980s, when communism was ending, life really changed dramatically in Russia. During communism days, communism was not only a political system, but it meant everybody had a job. Everybody had job security. You had a free apartment. You had free utilities. From the cradle to the grave, you were taken care of. But when communism ended, not only did the political system change, but with the new efforts to switch to a market economy, things changed for the average Rotarian. A lot of people lost their jobs. There was no vocational retraining, and a lot of people, to dull the pain, took to drink or just were idle. It's no coincidence that during the 1990s, the populations of orphanages exploded. This explosion was due to death of parents, addictions, abuse, neglect, abandonment, illness, and crime. So let's see if we're on here. Uh-oh, someone must have moved the... Yes, thank you very much. We were all set to go before. Okay. And that's where District 5010 came in 1997-98. That year, 132 Rotary clubs, including every club in our district, 19 Rotary districts representing five nations, and the Rotary Foundation financed 30 projects to help the children in Siberia and Russia Far East for a value of over $600,000. And that beginning is what then led to the story we now call The Children of Russia. It's a story that continued after that original year, because then incoming club president Sue Sampson said that she wanted the club project during her year to be to help Eagle's Nest Orphanage. And so the rest of this story is all about you. The children at Eagle's Nest Orphanage and their stories are their personal stories, but they also represent the stories of too many children all over Russia. There were children who, when the mother saw that she had one more mouth to feed, put the baby in a box and put the box in a river, intending that the baby drown. There were children whose mother, in distress, went off and abandoned them for 3 weeks. The neighbors noticed there were no footprints in the snow, called the cops. They broke down the door and found six children in varying degrees of medical distress. The infant died. The oldest boy went to live with his grandmother, and these four children came to grow up at Eagle's Nest Orphanage. There were unfortunately too many girls for whom the nights held only terror because of the men in their mothers' lives. And there were even children who, as toddlers, sat on the living room floor and watched their father murder their mother. And since 1998, you have sent these kids winter boots and winter coats and cross-country skis. And 1 year, in partnership with other Rotary clubs, you purchased a school bus that arrived 8 days after there was a fire on the old bus while there were children on board. Another year, in partnership with three other Rotary clubs in the district, you replaced the plumbing and put a water purification system into the orphanage. Now, this year, before I left for Eagle's Nest Orphanage, you passed the hat and gave me $827, so I want to account for that money. We purchased 10 electric teapots. The children at the orphanage live in individual apartments, and now each apartment has a teapot so that in the cold winter they can make tea and hot chocolate for the children. And oddly enough, we spent most of the money on three weed whackers. These are American weed whackers, Black and Decker, and other names that you would recognize, because this orphanage is in the woods, in a forest. And Russia in the summer is famous for ticks. Ticks that, if they bite you, you will suffer permanent brain damage or you will die. And all over this orphanage, when I got there, was grass 6, 12, 18 inches high. All of the playground equipment was sitting in the middle of the grass, and the kids were constantly being told, do not take shortcuts through the grass. So that is how I spent that money. And finally, this club is one of a few thousand clubs in the Rotary world that qualified for a matching grant this year during our tough economy, and that matching grant for $15,000 is going to pay for new furniture in the apartments as well as dining room tables and chairs. This club, thanks to Sue, took the initiative in putting together this grant, but it's in partnership with the Rotary Club of Ketchikan, the Rotary Club of Anchorage Midtown, the Rotaract Club of Anchorage, and the Rotary Club in Arizona. Well, after we gave a lot of stuff, we then started looking for ways to help kids so that their lives would be more secure on a long-term basis, and that meant sending people. With the help of a Rotary Foundation volunteer grant and a matching grant to buy supplies, this Rotarian went off to the orphanage to live for 4 weeks to teach a Head Start type program to the little kids so that they would be ready to attend public school when it was time. The volunteer worked on the kids' gross motor skills, taught them how to count, and helped them get in touch with their creative side. Well, she came back and she gave a report at that time, and many of you said, next time you go, take me. Meet the 2001 Team to Tomsk, and if you look very carefully, you will recognize some Anchorage East Rotarians, and the 2006 Team to Tomsk. These volunteers, with the exception of the team leader, were financed by a Rotary volunteer grant as well as money from their own pockets and $30,000 in in-kind contributions from the community. Past President Sue Sampson taught dental care, nutrition, and health care. And one day, at the request of the director, she taught a class in the birds and the bees, as demonstrated by the rapt looks and the dropped jaws on the faces of the girls. The local government donated some sewing machines, and so during both volunteer team visits, the kids were taught sewing. And at the end of the volunteer visits, the kids were able to make clothing for themselves and their siblings, and they were also able to make quilts. And we brought back those two quilts in 2006 and auctioned them off and raised over $5,000 for the benefit of the children, and then sent the money back to the kids. Well, you may wonder what happens when you teach a class like that. I was there in 2009. Ta-da. They still know how to make the quilts. There are always kids, preschoolers, that need to be readied for elementary school, and so this volunteer always works with the small kids. Now, the kids just think it's child's play. They don't understand. They're improving their memory and their hand-eye coordination, just to name a few things. Some of our volunteers are dedicated to teaching sports during these visits, and so for the first time ever in 2001, we introduced in Siberia baseball. And of course, you can't have baseball without having a World Series at the end of the season. Now, even though we live in Alaska, you know there are a lot of crazy people who like golf. And our volunteers decided they were going to haul a sack of golf clubs to Russia, and they were going to teach the kids golf. So as you can see, no matter your gender or your size, if you wanted to golf, you could take introduction to golf. And for those of you who do play golf, never again complain about your putting green. But it wasn't all just about fun and games and building strong minds and healthy bodies. Anybody here who is connected with sports, yourself or through your kids, you know that there are certain intangibles you get from sports. How to win with grace, how to lose and pick yourself back up and try again, how to support your team when you're losing, how to map out a strategy for success. And what's more, if you stick it out till the very end, you will enjoy the sweet rewards of success. We had a volunteer from Michigan who wanted to empower the children through art. And so they designed and executed a mural on the wall of their dining room. And any kid who wanted was invited to come. This is my favorite part of the wall. At the very bottom, the butterfly and the cat, all those were done by 3- and 4-year-olds. In 2006, Rotarians in the Pacific Northwest donated 5 computers, and so we taught computer classes and left those computers there. There's a schedule there now, and the kids use the computers on a daily basis. Diana Strzok went off into a different direction because instead of the kids, she wanted to empower the administrators. And so she taught professional management class for the administrators of all the orphanages in the region of Tomsk. Well, that was then. And what about these kids that I've told you about now? Do you remember the kids that saw their father murder their mother? Well, they're grown up now. All 3 of the boys have graduated from Eagle's Nest. And Sasha in the blue shirt and Sergei in the gray shirt received stipends. And these stipends allowed them to go to community college or vocational school. They have both graduated. All 3 brothers purchased an apartment together, and they remodeled it. And they're living together and doing well. And I call these kids the footprints in the snow. Masha, when she came to the orphanage, she had a speech impediment, and they were going to break her jaw and reset it and homeschool her. But instead, we got a doctor to create something like a brace for her jaw. It managed to realign her mouth enough that she was able to go to school with her classmates, and she got all A's and B's in her first year. Now, these 2 little boys, Masha's brother and another little boy, are doing something with Paul McGuire this day that they had never done before in their lives. On that day, they are taking a walk holding the hand of a man. That was then I saw Sasha this summer in June. After 10 years of living at the orphanage, their mother has regained custody of Sasha and Masha, and they came to visit. Sasha's now 13 and doing well. Okay. Sue tugged my jacket, telling me I have 2 minutes. Thank you, Sue. All right. This is baby Lena, who was thrown away in a box. Well, she now is happily living in the state of Texas. And these children were the first children to graduate from the Head Start program, and they all started school and got A's and B's. Zhenya, who always dreamed of a mother and father and a family, now has that wish and lives in the state of New York. And these 2 girls were the victims of sexual abuse. Well, they also received those stipends, and both the girls who graduated from Teachers College, and Lena, the one on the left, is married and is expecting a child and is teaching in a small village. Not all the stories are happy stories. Some are like Humpty Dumpty, and you can't put them back together again. That's the case with his big sister. But her siblings are all together, and they were adopted by a family in the state of Washington. The most recent thing we're doing with these children is we're trying to send them to school when they leave Eagle's Nest. It started accidentally with my sponsoring 3 kids. The other kids then got motivated to want to continue their education. And I've been lucky in telling this story all over the world that sometimes people come up and offer me money to finance these kids. From the day that 1 child went on to college, we now this year have 19 kids going on to school. And when I was there this June, they had a reunion and brought back as many of those children as possible for me to meet them and to see how they're doing. And that is the photo you see there. All of these things were made possible because of you and because of the Rotary Foundation. Thank you.
Thanks for the memories, Carolyn. It was really, really nice going back down that path. Can everyone hear me? Can you understand what I'm saying? Great. You heard Carolyn talk a little bit about the stipend that she's giving these students, and I want to talk about that for just a little bit. Mary, I lied. Mary. Mary asked, Mary, are you going to cry? No. Well, Carolyn's going to make me cry, but my speech is not going to make me cry. I'm a pretty intuitive person. And when you live among these girls and boys for a couple of weeks, you sort of get the idea. Some are very angry. You would be angry. Your mom and dad left you. Your dad murdered your mother. They both died. As an adult today, I firmly believe when both your parents die, regardless of your age, you feel like an orphan. And you can be very angry, or you can be sedate and say this is just the way it's going to be. Or you can try to make the best of your situation. And so over a two-week period, you can pretty much dope out what each of those children are feeling. When they see these college students coming back every semester to meet with the executive director, in almost every case, there are a few exceptions that these kids don't have to meet with the executive director of the orphanage and certify that they've done the very best with their grades for that semester. They haven't made a baby, they're not pregnant, and they're not married. Not that there's anything against those things, but when you're trying to develop yourself for society to hold a responsible position in your community, you can't go to school and manage children and a husband at the same time or a wife at the same time. They get a stipend. Now, what does that stipend do for them? Because the government's very generous. If you get good grades, you get to go to university. If you get mediocre grades, you get to go to college or technical school. But that doesn't get your room and board. So the stipend that we've been sending with Carolyn, or that we've been funding to Carolyn when we learn that there's a need, the amount varies depending on how much is collected. And so the student doesn't know from one year to the next how much it's going to be. But what they spend it on is maybe books or bus fare, or a winter coat that costs more than what their stipend generally is, or boots, which Carolyn tells me cost $30 to $40. They're all imported, nothing made locally, or meat, maybe once or twice a week. So they look forward to that money. It spurs them on, but there's a more important thing. Those college kids come back to that orphanage, and the younger kids, the angry ones, the sedate ones, the ones that want it better themselves, see there's an opportunity, and they see there's a little bit of hope. So not only is it helping the college student today, but it's spurring the younger ones on to try to achieve that so that they can take advantage of that as well. Well, Carolyn has been doing a call from the floor for years and years and years. When she's going, I'm going. Or she's been funding it herself. Or other clubs have been helping a little bit. Last year, I gave her a good portion of my permanent fund to make sure that those kids were protected. But it seems like a club as large as we are should have something in place. There are 44 kids left in this orphanage. We should have something in place so that we're not always asking you for money. And we've got a couple ideas rolling around. That would be having the reduced meal 3 times a year. And what that means for newer members, you have a choice normally of buying coffee or buying lunch. I think $7.50 or $21. Reduced meal is sort of soup and sandwiches, and everybody buys lunch at the regular cost, $21. But the cost difference between what the hotel charges for that meal and the $21 would go into a bucket that could be earmarked for the stipend. And it is what it is. The other idea that we had was putting a jar at the back of the room, change for change, and everybody giving their pocket change every week. That doesn't hurt. That's every week labor-intensive going on. I have no problem with that. What I'd like to hear from you is what your preference might be. What do you think would work the best?
And I'm not asking for your decision today, but if you would send me an email or touch me and just feed your opinion, I've collected a couple already, so that we're doing what the club wants to support, and we're not constantly worrying about how are we going to stipend these kids who have come to depend on it and make sure these other 44 kids want to go to college. And actually today, I'd like to start that fund, Carolyn. Not me, I'm sorry. My husband wanted to give you $200 to put in that fund. So if you would just let me know, that's all I have to say. I appreciate your attention, and you can't know how special these kids are.
Well, for any old or long-time members of the club, there just has to be a great source of pride in seeing what the club has done. And for you, both your newer members and potential members of the club, I don't think there's anything that better represents the kind of things that Rotary in general and our club in specific can do. This was under the leadership of Carolyn Jones, and with the strong support of Sue Foley, Diana Struck, Paul McGuire, Billy Hopper, and former member Dave Sedlowski, who also traveled there. It's just been a wonderful thing that the club has done and will change the lives of those young kids forever. So thank you guys very much for what a wonderful thing you've done. Okay.
Carolyn Jones.
Make it out to Carolyn Jones? Okay. Okay. And you know, I hope, and we'll discuss it at the board soon, maybe not this month, but next month, since you're not going to be here. But based on the input from the club, figure out some ways that the club can choose to support it, as you said. And we'll make sure we take the lead and do that. Okay, one last thing is the brochures that we had last week, week we'll have them and over by the table as you go out. So if you'd like to pick up a brochure for yourself, pick up a brochure and it has a letter in from me to recruit new members. We need to really sort of focus on new members and expanding. We're taking the lead in Anchorage of all the clubs in terms of expansion, and I can see that we're going to need an extra table probably starting next week here just because we're growing, and I think there's good reason for that. It's just an exciting time, and this is a great example of that exciting achievement that we've had and the good that we've done. Okay, with that said, I think we're time. I just got handed a note here. Oh, upcoming programs. Thank you very much. Next week, Bob Gillum, President of McKinley Capital, is going to talk about Pebble Mine. The week after that, Robert McDowell, Vice President of Microsoft. Then Mark Hamilton, President of UAA. Then John Shively will talk about the other side of the Pebble Project. And then Governor Sean Parnell on November 4th. So we have great, good programs coming, and that's the kind of programs that we expect for the rest of the year. Okay.
That's a collection from today's reduced meals.
Collections from what?
Today's reduced meals.
Oh, okay. So what we netted for the orphanage from the fact that everybody just chipped in by eating a more modest meal today but still paying the full price was $510 for Eagle's Nest. So thank you all very much for doing that. Thank you, Sue. Okay. We're ready, Dave.
Okay, well,
there's still money in there, even though Deadeye Paul.
Yeah, we've got $289 in the pot, but we've also got some other gifts in this thing. So I'm going to ask Carolyn to draw three tickets.
I know it. I'm watching. I was looking for it.
Perfect. Okay, the first ticket is. Anne Marie is providing to the Anchorage Concert Association two tickets for the Spanish Harlem Orchestra on October 17th. And this is provided by Anne Marie. And the winning ticket is 306.
Okay, Steve.
Steve, okay. I knew you were going to win. Heather is providing two passes to the wine tasting. And the winning, and that's this Friday. Where's it at?
Egan Center.
At 5:30. The winning ticket is 219. Sorry, Greg. 219?
You know who was close. We don't know who won, though.
219? Nobody has 219? Must have been Jeff. Okay. We'll do another one. 192.
Oh, okay.
All right. Barbara C. Heather. Now, for the putt, I have to have one more. We have $289 in the pot. You can go for half the pot with the small, with the large cup, or the whole pot with the small cup. And the winning ticket is 199. 8 foot putt.
Oh, John. Oh, John. Okay.
Okay. Now here's the deal.
If correction, Paul and I switched tickets.
Did you really?
I'm going to put Sean on the spot here.
Paul, if you're a real man, you'll go for the little cup. Paul.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm going to fine him $10 if he doesn't go for the little cup.
I'll go for the little cup.
Okay.
Okay.
No, he's straightening out the green. Guy, you got to love that. He's got to make it in this little guy right here. Can hit the edge.
You know, Sean, I was at the President's Cup Sunday, and I saw Phil Mickelson miss a cup at this distance. So, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at this form. Mm-hmm. Open stance. Mm-hmm.
Bendy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it curved off.
It was a good leg.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Carolyn, thanks so much.
You're welcome. That's wonderful. I realized I had to break through it.
How you doing?